I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. Giants, when you come to think about it, are just plain inconvenient. They're big, they're loud, they're clumsy, they don't circulate well at parties. Really, if you can do without giants, you're better off. Director Rob Marshall is saddled with a giant in his adaptation of Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, and his handling of the behemoth reveals the shortcomings in his approach to adapting a stage musical to the screen. In a film loaded with computer-generated vistas, you'd think we'd get a little glimpse of the land of the giants, but Marshall is satisfied with the stage production's approach of having Giant Killing Jack played here, and very well by young Daniel Huddlestone, rush in and sing about his adventures. When we finally do see a giant, played by Frances de la Tour, who deserves better, she's out of focus and obscured by a network of branches, a technique one step removed from the show's approach of keeping the character off stage and only heard. It appears when presented with an opportunity to bring a visual solution to a challenge, Marshall is at times loath to fully engage his cinematic instincts. Like Little Red Riding Hood, he's reluctant to stray from the path laid him by the authors. This is especially a problem in Into the Woods' third act, which takes on what was the second act of the stage show. There's been a bit of tampering by the studio Disney here to downplay the key point of the main characters, who include not only Jack, but also Cinderella, Rapunzel, two Prince Charmings, a wicked witch, a baker and his wife, being dissatisfied with their own alleged happy endings, throwing most of the plotting onto the threat of the giant instead. Marshall can't quite find an elegant way to handle the tampering. At best, it leads him to some very awkward character beats. At worst, it results in a disastrous treatment of the deaths of two key characters. But, and this is an important but, that doesn't mean this film is worthless. Far from it. This is still Sondheim, after all, and even defanged to the extent it is, there's still a lot of bite to a story that sees the classic characters and morals of fairy tales collide and interact in novel ways. James Lapine is responsible for the book and the screenplay, by the way. If Marshall stumbles or comes up short here and there, it's not for lack of respect or enthusiasm for the material, and the production, at the very least, is atmospheric and lovely. The cast, which includes Anna Kendrick as Cinderella, Lilla Crawford as Little Red Riding Hood, and Meryl Streep as the witch, is almost uniformly excellent, and James Corden and Emily Blunt as the baker and his wife are worth special note. They're essentially the fulcrum of the film, and they're very good. Only Johnny Depp as the big bad wolf feels a little out of place here, but he's not around long enough to throw things off too severely. It should be noted that the stage version of Into the Woods had some shortcomings to it. Sweeney Todd arguably remains Sondheim's masterpiece, and Tim Burton's adaptation arguably shows what a filmmaker can truly do in bringing a stage production to the screen. But the story is still engaging, the music still demonstrates a master's hand in expressing character through song, and Into the Woods still serves as a strong argument that more musicals should be brought to the screen. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews on my Mighty Movie Podcast website, so if you want to catch up on what you missed, please go to mightymoviepodcast.com.